How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Test, 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 test.
All right.
Test, test, test.
What's that?
It's next part.
Oh, go for it.
You should.
No. Yes, Todd.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Do it.
I'm waiting for the day that you're going to fart in front of me.
I won't do it.
Do you fart in front of JJ?
Yeah, now I do.
How long did it take for you to fart in front of him?
A long time. Why are we talking about this?
Welcome to the newest episode of The Real Wives in Radio.
Wow, we're really doing that.
Yeah, we're going to open with
Damn,
that.
Damn, I thought you were my homie.
Sorry, girl. Ooh. I'm just trying to get you to fart in front of me, man.
Okay, listen. It's so embarrassing. Do you remember that one time on the AJ show when JJ called me out and posted a picture of my text message his text message to me that said, "You just farted in your sleep." Do you remember that? And then we talked about it on the air, mortifying.
I know.
Anyway, hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Tons.
This week is a big week because Dorothy got back from her honeymoon.
I did. We went to New Zealand and it was unbelievably amazing. That country is gorgeous. We rented a camper van, and so we did the whole camping thing all the way from Auckland, which is the North Island, down to the South Island.
We'll get to the meat of it. Yeah. And obviously, it's a big week here at work because we all get to celebrate out loud that you are with child.
The most old school way.
I know. I love it. So it's a big deal. You know, I can shout from across the hallway now. Hi, baby.
I know, and talk to your baby.
But let's get to some pop culture events that you and I have been dying to talk about.
While I was on my honeymoon, I could not believe the things that were coming out. Like, for instance,
yes.
R. Kelly. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Thank God. It is about freaking time.
Okay. But what's the... Okay. Today is Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday. We're a little late. But
yes.
The latest that we have heard is that he did go to jail. He was in jail over the weekend.
Yes. He was charged with 10 counts of pretty much child abuse and sexual assault. And the girls, it's I think about 3 or 4 victims that came forward have hard evidence. So yes. They have his semen on their clothing that they've turned into the prosecutors, you know?
Yeah. They said, I just saw a tweet that just came out from NBC San Diego that said, after R. Kelly met a girl celebrating her 16th birthday at a restaurant, it was his manager who handed Kelly's business card with the R&B star's personal phone number on it, telling the teen that Kelly wanted her to give him a call, prosecutor
He's
said.
Disgusting.
So it's clear.
That's his MO.
Exactly. He's done this many times. We heard from the women in the Lifetime
documentary, right. Apparently one of his favorite pickup spots for girls is at McDonald's in Chicago,
yeah, I know.
Too.
That's scandalous.
It's so gross.
But yeah, so he was in jail over the weekend. I was so happy. And then I was watching something and they were saying that his bail was $100 million.
$1 million. Yeah, so he posted bond for $100,000.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And that if he got out, which his attorney was saying he doesn't have the money for this. So that's embarrassing. Okay. But also good that, you know, I was like, cool, he's not going to get out or he's not going to post bail or whatever. And then they said that if he did, he would have to go back in because of
back pay. For child support. Yeah. Which is like over $100,000. I think I'm close to $200,000.
I think it was $160,000. Yeah.
So it's, I mean, the prosecutors are coming after him one way or another. And that's what he thinks. That's what his lawyer is saying. Like, I've never heard of someone being charged and persecuted for not paying child support. It's like, dude, hella celebrities have been. Like, Stevie J, hello. From Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that fool owed hella money. And he definitely went to jail for that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
So, I mean, come on. I think R. Kelly's time is up on R. Kelly.
Hell yes.
There has to be, like, there is no way he can get off on this. Like, get away from it. Because that there was another sex tape that came out with another underage girl, 14 years old.
Right?
She's like repeating it, and he's repeating it, doing nasty things. Apparently, Michael Levante, I think is his name, the lawyer who's representing one of the girls, has another videotape that's even worse than the one that just came out again.
I mean, he's going to get what he deserves, right? That's what it looks like, right?
I hope so.
I'm praying that that's what's going to happen. He needs to be put away. Also, I was super disappointed to find out that fans of his still, once again, his fans are rooting for him despite what's been said about him. And they set up a GoFundMe page to get him out.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. Disgusting is that? That's disgusting.
Yes. I mean, okay.
And these are women. Women.
Why?
I don't know. I don't want to believe it, but it's true.
Over and over and over again, it has been proven that he is actively going out and finding young girls, like girls that could be your daughter, your sister, you know, your little cousins, your nieces. They are underage.
Yeah.
Like, there is not.
This is the problem. This is why it got this far. Because people like to turn a blind eye. They don't want to admit it. They're in denial. It's like you're not helping your own sisters out. We're not helping our own people out, you know?
Exactly.
It's really sad. And then when he was leaving jail, all his fans were out there, of course, and he was saying, I love you to them. Like, get
gross
out. Like, go hide because you need to. He is clearly like, he's delusional. He's delusional.
Yes.
So that's that. We'll see. We'll have to follow this story, but I mean, I did get some joy in knowing that he was in jail for 2 days.
Absolutely. Me too. Mm-hmm. Me freaking too. Well, another story that I saw while I was out that I was completely shocked by was Jussie Smollett from Empire. I cannot believe it. I mean, okay, so if you haven't heard or if you need a follow up, Jussie plays, he's a gay actor and he plays a gay character named Jamal on Empire, the hit Fox show. And a couple weeks ago, it came out that he was attacked late at night in Chicago with a hate crime. Somebody beat him up. They tied a noose around his neck. The police came. They took evidence. He made a report. It was like super traumatizing for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. The whole country rallied behind him and was I can't believe this happened.
His own co-stars, did interviews of how upset they were. I mean, everyone was upset about this.
Everyone in the black community, everyone in the gay community,
everyone in the all community.
Exactly.
And so
he goes to file a police report. A couple days after that, he appears on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. He's crying, recounting the story. You just feel so much sympathy for him. And then a week later, it comes out that the police have found the two guys who allegedly assaulted him.
Right.
And it's two Nigerian brothers who were extras on the set of Empire, and they were like, whoa, dude, hey, we didn't do this. This was all like a plan that Jussie had concocted.
They started talking.
Yeah, and they started talking, and I guess the police have sufficient evidence. They found some text messages. Jussie had wrote them a check for $3,500, but that I kind of am a little bit suspicious about because Jussie did say that was for personal training.
Right.
And in the note memo of it, I mean, it did say, hey, like, this is for the training for the video.
So what are you saying? What are you thinking with all of this? Because there still is no... It's not been, it's, I mean, it's leaning more towards the fact that he did plan this entire thing.
Right. Because he's been charged with making a false police report. It's a federal crime, especially when it comes to a hate crime.
Exactly. And supposedly he did this because he was underpaid.
Right?
And he wanted to
get paid more, become more well known. I don't know.
How this would translate to that, I'm still confused. Like, how would that?
Just publicity. I don't know. To feel sorry for him? I don't get it.
Right?
I don't want to believe that someone would lie about something so heinous. You know?
It's not a good look. I'll tell you that now.
No,
it's not
career,
a good look.
His career is over.
His career is over. And it makes people question things now, you know?
It makes people question victims, which is the most effed up part about it.
Yeah. It's sad. I don't want to do that,
right.
You know? Like, we already kind of do that. You know? And then this happens, and it's just been bad.
I know. It's like, I truly hope, because it's just, I really hope he's not lying about that. That's it's so disappointing, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
It is very sad. And I don't watch the show.
Yeah, I don't watch it anymore either.
Oh, you don't?
I used to, but I just kind of fell off.
I've been told I need to watch.
Oh.
But I don't.
Well, I mean, he got pulled off the last two episodes. His cast was so, his co-stars were so enraged by it. Like, they were like, oh, hell nah.
I gotta pee.
Or are you farting?
I'm really not, but I can't.
FYI, I shouted that as she opened the door, and there were hella coworkers outside.
That was a really quick fart.
I didn't even fart, okay? How about that? As I was running over here, I still had to.
Why did you let it on the bathroom?
I didn't have to. I swear, it just didn't happen. But then I came over here and then it. Listen, let's not. Get out of my.
I'm being dope boy right
my
now.
My farting business.
I'm sorry. I'm being such a dope boy right now.
Yeah, seriously. You are such a boy. Okay.
What were we talking? We were talking about Jesse?
That was disappointing. Okay, so.
Oh, the most hilarious meme, I know it's not that funny.
Do it. Say it.
Was Jesse's mugshot right next to R. Kelly's mugshot.
Oh,
did you see this?
I haven't seen this.
And they said, who wore a better Cook County Jail mugshot series? Because they were both like taken to the same jail.
They were?
Yes.
Damn.
It's the same brick wall behind them.
Chicago, what's up?
For real, though. What was the meme you saw?
This is a silly one. It's a picture of him, and it's like a phone call, an incoming phone call, and it says scam likely. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's stupid, but okay. Like, I know. I hate to joke about it because it's not funny, you know, but it's like, well, he did this to himself.
It's like, I don't want to be too quick to judge, but it's
right.
Come on.
Yeah. And the last story we got to talk about, sis, is Jordan Woods.
Who? Right?
Exactly.
Right?
You're right. That's right.
Who?
That's exactly. And who is exactly right. So I was kind of like when a story comes out, again, what we were just saying earlier, I just kind of believe it. Like, not really. Like, okay, I'll wait to see what other details come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just how the world works, right?
Right.
So the story came out that Khloe Kardashian... his baby daddy,
Tristan Thompson,
cheated on her.
Right. I mean, and obviously that was true. Like, there was evidence, like, he was cheating on her
prior.
Right up until she was giving birth.
Right.
There
right.
was videos everywhere.
Right. We saw that. We knew that. She took him back. Okay. Whatever. That's your business. Then there's another, like, most recently, he cheated on her again. Obviously believable. But what wasn't believable to me was that he did it with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods. Now,
crazy,
super crazy.
Yeah.
So when I first heard that, I was like, yeah, right. People are just trying to believe things, right? But nope, it started coming out that Khloe Kardashian was like kind of being shady on some of the posts.
And oh, yeah, pretty much, she was.
Pretty
absolutely
much confirming that this was true.
Yeah.
And the longer the time came out, it is true that Jordan Woods did cheat with Tristan Thompson, I should say. And it's just kind of sad because it's coming out that she was blackout drunk and didn't know what she was doing.
I don't buy that.
No, okay.
I don't buy that. I'm
alcohol,
sorry.
Alcohol, drugs are never an excuse.
It
is never okay because you were under the influence. Never okay.
Right.
And we've all been there where we've done things that we regret.
Absolutely.
But that goes too damn far.
Absolutely does. It's because obviously, hello, how tight is she with Kylie and the Kardashians and the Jenner family? You know, she actually had to sign a non-disclosure agreement saying she couldn't talk about any of them because, you know, she appeared on their shows and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, come on, dude. You supposedly grew up with Kylie. That's supposed to be your best friend. And you know how tight that family is. And you, like, you see Tristan at a party and you're not going to want to make out. Like you think
away.
That you don't, you know?
Stay away. First of all, okay, first of all, poor Khloe, right?
Yeah.
But she did take him back. She did take a cheater back. And she did. They say that you lose them the way you get them.
Yeah, she did. That's how she got him. She cheated.
If this isn't a clear indication of that,
right.
that is true. I don't know what is. But it's just, you can't, girls, women, men, Y'all can't be using that excuse that you were drunk, you were blacked out, you didn't know what you were doing, you were, you know, drugged up, you were under the influence, you were feeling good, whatever it is, you can't use that excuse for cheating, especially if it's with your best friend's older sister's baby daddy.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Like, Chloe would beat Jordan's ass. Like,
she would.
If I had ever, like, would even think to do that to one of my friends, like, I'd be so fucking scared.
Girl, you know, if that happened to any one of my friends,
that ass would be beat.
You know, it'd be right there.
Absolutely.
Okay? So it's just kind of, it's just really sad. And it's just, for me, okay, I don't feel sorry for Jordan Woods, like, because
she brought it on herself.
She did that to herself.
And Tristan's a dog. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come on.
Tristan, get out of here. I mean, please,
right?
Chloe, come on.
Yeah.
You better really leave him this time.
Absolutely.
Which I'm hoping she does. I think she is. I do feel bad for Jordan only in the, I don't feel bad for her, like, because she did this to herself, but there's a part of me where I just feel kind of like, damn, she gonna die. Like, she, and I don't mean really die.
Yeah,
I mean,
her,
like,
her career, her life.
Like, she's not. People are loyal to the Kardashians.
Absolutely.
People that don't even know the Kardashians.
Absolutely.
People that do know the Kardashians. The entire entertainment industry is like loyal to them. They're definitely on top and have a ton of power.
Uh-huh.
Jordan Woods, I'm curious to know what's going to come after this. Like, is this the end for her?
She's already trying to twist it to, like, gain fame off of this. I mean, you saw that preview that she did to go on Jada Pinkett's Red Table Talk. On Facebook. She knew exactly what she was doing, walking out to that table, being all serious, and then turning around,
dramatic,
looking at the camera. Like, girl, get out of here.
I am going to watch. I am going to tune in.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, we all
because
are.
I want to hear what she has to say. Is she going to own up? And what is she going to do? I just want to know, like,
I don't know, but I did see Chloe liked a comment on Instagram that said, how's she going to go on the show and talk about it when she hasn't even talked to the Kardashians about it first? It's like, ooh,
come on.
They're right. You know? And, like, what's she known for besides being Kylie's best friend? Right? I had to do some research. I wrote in Google. I said, why is Jordan Woods famous? And her dad was like a TV producer or something. Her mom's like a talent agent.
Right. They're in the entertainment industry.
Right.
But if it wasn't for the Kardashians, Jordan would not be Jordan Woods. We would not know her name.
No.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm. And so, sadly, now we know her name for being a messed up friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say skank. You're nicer.
Oh, skank. Skank's good. Dang, I haven't used that word in a long time.
I don't bring it all back.
I also feel bad for Kylie. I mean, that's her best friend, and she didn't do that, obviously.
Yeah, she lived with Kylie, so Kylie didn't want to believe it.
Exactly. And I don't know. I mean, can you imagine if your best friend did that to your sister's baby daddy?
Hell
no. Can you imagine?
No, it's dead. Dude, my sister's words so super tight. There's no way. There's no way. I mean, I just lost a best friend. You know?
That would be like me running off with, like,
any one of my brothers.
I would never. Don't worry.
Ever.
I'm just saying, even the thought of that makes you upset, right?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Let's not be upset anymore and let's talk about good things.
Okay.
Let's talk about the baby. What's new?
Okay, well, thank you, by the way, for the big balloons that said congrats when I walked into the studio. I mean, if you guys don't know, I'm on Kixie 96.5 in San Diego, 9 a.m. to 2. Tanya does mornings on 103.7 KSON. So we have this, we always kind of cross over as I'm coming in. She's getting off, and I had the sweetest surprise. Tanya hung up some rose gold balloons that said congrats, and you were so sweet. You were like, baby,
Well, we can all celebrate now,
yes,
you know,
and
it's not a secret anymore. Yeah. But I do feel bad because I bought them in rose gold because I love rose gold.
Exactly.
Like, I have everything.
Do.
Right. Wait. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, Dorothy would love this rose gold. Like, I was thinking of you.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you've gotten this.
Yeah.
But people
think it's a girl.
Yeah. And I'm like, God damn it, Tanya. Yeah. Why didn't you think about that? So I'm sorry.
No, it's OK. But we won't know the gender of the baby until around March 18th. That's when my next appointment is.
Mm.
Or the anatomy scan, you know, where you can figure that out.
Yeah.
And so we want to do a like a gender reveal lunch with the family.
Yeah.
On the following Sunday, and Steven just realized last night, my husband, he's like, wait, when do we find out? March 18th? Oh, no, I'm not waiting. He doesn't want to wait. He wants to find out. I'm like, babe, you can't ruin surprise. We're supposed to all find out together.
So what?
And so he's like, well, I'm gonna open the envelope and then I'm gonna know. And because I hate secrets. It's like, fool, how are you gonna keep a secret for 6 days if you say you hate secrets?
Oh my gosh.
He's just so excited. He's so extra.
Where's that envelope gonna be?
So the technician, I'm gonna tell the technician we just wanna do a gender reveal, and what they're supposed to do is like write it down, seal it in an envelope, and then we can give it to a bakery if we want to do a cake, or if we want to do like balloons, whatever it is, whoever puts it together will open it up and do the right thing.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With it. And my niece Ava, who's 12, is in charge of the party. Like, she called it from the minute she found out I was pregnant that she wanted to do the gender reveal. So
I love that.
I'm gonna let her do what she wants. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
You know, but it's been really nice. People have been super kind. Thank you, everyone, for all of the congratulatory wishes and all the well wishes. I really appreciate that. Stephen does too.
So much love.
Yeah, so much love.
So much love for that baby already.
Hi, baby. Oh.
Why are you trying to suck it in right now?
Oh, I was. No, I didn't mean because I said I wasn't trying to suck it. Which leads me to my next point.
Which is?
I said goodbye to regular jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I've officially given up on them, and I am rocking maternity pants.
Hell
now.
Yeah, sis. Let me see.
It feels good. You know, although right now I'm still kind of I have like a little bump, but it looks like I just had a big ass burrito, you know? So I feel like, I'm like, dude, just pop already. And then all the pregnant ladies that I talked to are like, oh girl, you're going to wish. You're like, go back in. By like the third trimester.
Damn. I want to try those on. I've always looked
comfy
at them. I'm like, damn, could I just wear them? Like,
yeah. Yeah, because they have the bands. I'm wearing the ones that like go all the way up to the belly.
Okay,
like,
okay.
So you can wear them throughout your pregnancy, but the band goes like it's high waisted, so it can go all the way up into under your boobs, and it's like, oh man, it feels nice. You know,
okay, like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What other baby developments? How big is the baby?
The baby is the size of an avocado.
Oh.
Or the size of a Batman action figure, because I have the app that shows you like different.
Does Dobro gotta come in right now?
Because I like to
Batman
see
action figure.
Yes, it's what the app says. I just like to see, you know, like so you can get perspective on it. Because sometimes there's a weird but cute animals one, and it was like some Philippines animal that I had no idea what it was. And then it was if you're wondering what shape of a like vegetable it would be, it'd be the size of a dill pickle, you know. And I'm like, oh, I don't want that one to be. But
okay,
you know,
so dill pickle. A Batman action figure, or
an avocado.
Okay,
yes.
I like the avocado.
But a pregnancy symptom that I wasn't expecting to have.
Say it.
We're gonna get real, real personal right now.
Oh my god, I love it. I love getting personal. I just closed my laptop.
I know. Okay. If anybody in Steven's family or my family's listening, now is the time to turn this off because we're about to get real, real. My sex drive has decreased so much. It's like affecting me and Steven. Like he brought it up last night, you know?
Really?
Yeah. And I felt bad. I felt so bad because he's like, do you not want to like have sex anymore with me? Am I not like doing things right?
So you're just like.
I'm just not in the mood.
And you're just like, no.
Yeah.
Just like shutting it down.
Yeah. I'm feeling very uncomfortable like with the way my body's changing, you know? Like I know I'm not fat, but I feel fat. You know? And then like just the tenderness of everything and it's like just the touch, I feel so bad because it's not Steven at all, but he feels like it is him. And I'm trying to explain it to him that my hormones are changing, my body's changing, I'm not used to it all. Like, I'm not comfortable in my body right now. You know, even though I know it's doing an amazing, miraculous thing, like having
course,
a baby.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, it's just.
I don't know what that's like. Like, I'm not you, and I'm obviously, but. That's got to be hard to deal with for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, obviously for him, too, but for you to not really understand what's happening
with
you, you know? Damn, is that a symptom?
I was trying to research it online, and it is. Some women do go through that. Mm. So I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. I felt bad because, you know, we were trying to talk about it, and he's like, well, what can I do? And I say I don't know, because I genuinely don't know. It's something mentally in me that needs to change, like that I need to work on, you know, where I can feel like I'm sexy again, and you know.
I mean, he's gonna be okay. He could take care of himself. Let's be real, okay? If you're okay with that one, and two, I'm sure this is temporary.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, you know. So we were just trying to like talk about it last night. So. You know, I feel bad because, like, I don't want him to feel like he's not good enough, because he absolutely is. You know, it's just,
he knows that's not it.
And he was sweet. He was really sweet. He was like, you know, like, you're still so beautiful. And I was like, okay. Aww. You know, he's like, I'm still sexually attracted to you. I was like, okay. You know, so that's my latest symptom, I guess, or challenge in the pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Another thing that people don't tell you a whole lot about when you're pregnant is how constipated you can get.
Oh, okay. Maybe going from one extreme to another.
Maybe that's why I was so obsessed with your farts.
I know. Can we not? God.
I know.
Constipation.
Constipation
okay.
and gas is real. It is so real. Like, and I'm sorry. It's just like to the point now where I don't even want to try to hold it in because it hurts.
Girl, you are in a small studio from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. Please do not.
No, sometimes I just got to let it out, dude, because it's to the point where you feel so bloated and it hurts. Oh, like, God. You have to, you know? And
okay.
So, right. Yeah. Well, it's just...
For the sake of everybody else that goes in that studio, if you could just try to go to the bathroom. There's only a few steps away. Yeah.
Well, and then I do a cutoff time, like at one. I won't, because I know Joe comes in after me at two. So I was like, that was a good time to air it out, right?
Okay, you have a system. All right, I like that.
Yeah, so aside from all that, that's been the thing. I guess that's the latest thing was the sex drive part, you know?
Is it weird having people know now? Is it good? Is it a relief? Like, how is, I don't know. Is it an adjustment?
It's a relief being able to, like, just say it. Now I don't have to feel like, you know, if I'm not eating something, or, you know, they're like sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. Like, I have deli meats. I was like, oh, man, you know? Mm-hmm. Then it's okay. Like, they all understand now. And a couple of women, actually, who work with us were like, I knew you were pregnant before you left on your honeymoon.
No way.
Yeah, one of our sales director, Karen, she told me that. She's like, congratulations. She's like, I just looked at you before you left on your honeymoon and just thought to myself, like, I think she might be pregnant.
Shut up. That is so crazy.
A couple of them have told me that, so. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I knew.
You
because
knew.
I know you.
Yeah.
You were in strange.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's been fun. It's been exciting, and it's been nice to let it out and not, like, keep a secret and have to worry, like, oh, shoot, like, I don't want them to know yet, you know?
Yeah, I felt really weird because this is how you wanted it.
Yeah.
You wanted to announce this on the podcast.
Yes, I did.
And that was the week you were already gone in New Zealand.
Right.
So I had to do, like, all the social media and stuff and kind of almost announce it for you, which was kind of weird.
You were so sweet. I was like, don't feel weird about it at all.
I was panicking. I was like texting her while she's in New Zealand. I didn't even know what time it was over there. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, if you're not okay with it, you know, with whatever I've posted, let me know. But, you know, I was just freaking out like I do with everything. And then our promotions guy here, Nick Finn, right?
Yeah.
Comes the next day and he's like, how are you going to announce Dorothy's pregnancy like that?
And then
you know me. And so I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you're just going to do it like that while she's not here and put it on the podcast? I was like,
no, we discussed
this.
She wanted it like this.
Okay. Yeah. He was like, you know, I'm just playing. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. But then you know me. I literally came back into my studio and I was like, oh, damn. Does like everybody think that I did this? No. I mean, I know they don't, but you know, I was like, oh my God. Please.
It was funny because my boss came in and was like, oh, hey, by the way, I tried to ask Tanya, like, who's having a baby. She made me listen to the podcast.
I know.
I was like, yes, thank you, Tanya. Yes.
I'm like, come on. Yeah. We're putting this up on Kixie. Yeah. You are the Kixie man.
Right.
Oh my gosh. She's like, ooh, what a tease. I had to listen. I'm like, good.
Yeah. No, and the reason why I wanted it like this to be my announcement is because it's nice to talk to my sister about it, to be able to like share my side of the story. Like being on air is great, but we have such limited talk time, you know, like we can't really like go into the feelings of everything and the experience and the explanation of it all. Yeah. So I wanted to be able to do that here.
I'm glad you did. I loved it. Obviously, I had so much fun doing that with you.
Yeah.
And I just wish you were here to celebrate.
Because everyone
was like coming to me. They're like, hey, Dorothy's pregnant. I'm like, I know.
I'm sorry. I left you high
and dry. She's in New Zealand. She'll be back next week. It was just funny. But how was New Zealand? Tell us the highlights.
Highlights. Beautiful country. So many sheep. It's a lot like...
Sheep?
Sheep. Yeah, there's 40 million sheep and about 4 million people.
Oh.
There's a ton.
Oh my gosh.
That's like their number one thing. But if you've never been, just picture driving through California, because that's how the scenery looks. There's parts that look like Northern California and Napa / Sonoma, where it's like the rolling hills that are green. There's a ton of wineries over there. Mm. And then it's crazy because you will drive from that minute from that scenery to one moment, and then 6 hours later you drive to the other side of the island where it's rainforest, so you feel like you're in Hawaii, you know, down in the South Island. And it was so cool because when we were doing the drive, we would just see waterfalls, just random ones, left and right. It was gorgeous.
Your pictures were beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. It was a really fun experience. I was limited to a couple things that I couldn't do because I am pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. You know, it's like there's a shot over jet. Shot over is the river that's on there, and they do a jet boat where they go really fast down this river and they do turns and stuff. Mm. And it looked so much fun. I was all geared up, ready to go. And then, like, I saw the sign, if you're pregnant, talk to your driver. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
You know? So I told Stephen, I was like, you should go. Like, don't not go just because I can't go. Like, we're already here. We already paid for it. Go enjoy it, and then tell me how fun it is. And it was super fun. He said, you would have enjoyed it more than me.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Camping in an RV, like a little RV. It was like a little van that had a kitchen, a toilet, and a shower in the same little area.
Okay.
It was fun, but there were some moments, like I'm a newbie, I don't camp, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And there was a couple days that we were driving, and when we drove, it was like late at night and we couldn't get any fresh water. So we didn't shower for like 2 days.
Okay.
But it was fun. Some people are really rude. A couple Kiwis we ran into were really rude.
Kiwis.
Kiwis That's are what right. they call That's them right. themselves. That's right. Yeah. Okay. But
rude.
Just like they would get mad over the dumbest things. Like we were taking pictures of birds and a couple yelled at us because we stood too close. And we're like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Like relax. We're at a park. Like chill, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, those minor things were just like, ugh, whatever. But the overall experience was really, really nice.
So what was the best thing you ate over there?
Believe it or not, this Indian food restaurant called Bombay Palace.
Okay.
The food in New Zealand sucks.
Oh.
Like their Kiwi food is not good. It's like burgers and whatever.
Okay.
But it's just... If you ever eaten like English food, I've never had any good English food. Like the number one dish of England is like butter chicken or something like that. It's Indian food. And so Indian food was the best thing I had there.
Okay, that's good. What would you say was the highlight of your trip? Like the one highlight of your trip that
Like the one thing Steve and I enjoyed most. The day that we got lost in the rain through the glaciers.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun days. Like when you're just like have no control and you just have to go with the flow.
Exactly. Because we tried to do this helicopter tour on the glacier and we got rained out. So then we saw that you could do a hike. So we were doing it, seeing all the beautiful stuff, and then it started dumping down, and we're like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was fun. We were super soaked afterwards, but it was a fun adventure with him.
What was the thorn or the low light?
Roses and thorns?
Yeah, yeah. What was the worst part?
The worst part, hands down for sure, was the travel getting there. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never fly Delta again because I had such a terrible experience.
Why?
Number one, the day we were supposed to leave was Thursday, but we got rained out, so we couldn't go. Our flight wasn't going to make it to LA, which was, okay, fine. You can't do anything about weather. Mm-hmm. So they rebooked us to the next day. And then there's mechanical plane issues. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, well, I don't know if you're going to make it or not. So if you want to make your honeymoon, then we suggest you drive from San Diego to LA. And we're like, okay, like stressing out, like down to the wire. Because, you know, if you don't check in an hour before your international flight, you can't go.
Right, okay.
And you know how LAX is. We rush up there. By the time we get up there, the TSA line is so freaking long. And it's just stressful getting to the gate. We finally get to the gate. And then they announce, hey, your flight's going to be delayed an hour because that San Diego flight is coming in and we're holding the plane.
Okay,
fine. We're going to be late. And then when they rebooked us, they didn't even give us seats next to each other. So we had middle seats on the plane of a 15-hour flight. Luckily, a guy was nice enough to switch with me because I was like, hey, you know, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to get up a lot because I have to pee a lot. I'm pregnant. So he was really nice and switched with me because he had a pregnant wife before, so he knew. But so then we finally get from LA to Sydney, and then that's when we're supposed to switch planes to go to Auckland. But because of the delay, we're delayed going to Auckland, and we have to get off the plane, and we're literally, a flight attendant is rushing us, running to the other terminal to catch our flight. We catch our flight, we get to Auckland. Our bags don't get to Auckland. So we had whatever we had carried on, but didn't include any clothes. So we had to go to their version of Walmart, which is called the warehouse.
Okay.
Bought new clothes, tried to get a SIM card. That didn't work. So it was a hot mess. And then we're trying to call Delta the entire time to make things right. Like, hey, you know, we want to make sure we have our flight home.
Right.
They were like confusing. They were trying to blame Virgin Australia was like, no, Delta. There was so much mess. Like, we were legit on the phone for them three hours one night, you know, between all the phone calls, getting hung up on and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And then trying to figure it all out. It absolutely wasn't a nightmare. People were so rude to us on the phone. It wasn't until I tweeted them that they made things right.
Oh, you know? Interesting.
So
wow.
If you're dealing with some crazy airline stuff and the customer service reps are jerks, tweet them. Like straight up tweet. Someone told me that, so I did, and then they responded.
So what did they do?
They responded and made sure that we had our flights home because at one point somebody said that we didn't. They even threatened us, well, you know, if you don't want to make it home, blah, 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 blah. I was just like, dude, F them.
Oh, my gosh. So how much time did you lose dealing with all that?
A lot of time. A lot of time and a lot of stress. Like, after getting to New Zealand and having, you know, enjoying, like, the next 2 days finally, we would get some more news from them that would just ruin the mood and ruin the day, and it just cause unnecessary stress, you know?
Oh, man. Well, it sounded like you guys made the best of it.
We did.
And you guys still rolled with the punches, and you just did what you could, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Controlled what you can, and that's it.
So, I mean, on the flight home, at least they did give us some seats next to each other with the extra leg room. So that was nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I'm never, like, that was my first and last experience dealing with Delta. Like, I'm not going to ever deal with them again.
Really?
Yeah, it was that bad.
Wow. Sorry. Yeah. How long is the flight?
The flight from LA to Australia is 15 hours, and then 3 hours from Sydney to Auckland, so like 18 hours.
Wow.
And then not including if you have any layovers, you know? So,
right.
I mean, on the day back, we traveled for 24 hours,
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, more than 24 hours, actually.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. I mean, New Zealand was gorgeous, just minus the airline sitch.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Any fights?
Yeah, for sure. When you're in a tiny ass car like that, for sure.
And then especially with all those things that go wrong, like, that's just going to cause.
Yeah, it was like shortness, you know, like when we were trying to figure out what to do, where to go. And it's like, okay, well, we're running out of time to do this because we lost the day. And, you know, that kind of like led to a little bit of a blow up fight.
Of course, yeah.
But then, you know, the good thing about Steven and I, when we do fight, is that we're open about it. Like, we let it out, and then...
You do.
And then we apologize to each other. Like, we'll recognize, okay, you know, I shouldn't have said it like this. That was mean, or, you know, that cut type of deal.
That's good.
But, yeah. We'll go off.
I know. Well, I know you, and you're just like, you'll just say it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't care where you're at. You know?
That's true.
Like, if you're mad about something, you'll say it right then and there.
Dad's mad. Dad's mad.
Dad's mad. Oh my gosh. What is that story? We were out once.
Drunk.
Both Dorothy and I were out drunk. It was late, and I think it was a school night, you know, like,
I think so, yeah.
I think we had work the next day, and I wanted to make sure you got it home okay or something,
yeah.
And so you called me, you were already in bed, but we were both drunk, so I'm in bed too, probably still have, like, my makeup on and everything,
yeah, for sure.
And you're like, hey, I'm in bed, I'm here now, I'm like, all right, and then we're, like, laughing yeah. about the night and reminiscing and everything, and then, like,
Steven was so mad at
Steven
me.
Steven was mad probably because he was sleeping, right?
Yeah.
And we probably woke him up. We're all laughing. And just,
I was like, I gotta go. Dad's mad.
Yeah,
Dad's,
like, Dad's mad. So good. I love that story.
I know, me
it
too.
Was fun. Sorry, Steven. Sorry.
Yeah. Any update with you?
I have done. I have nothing to report. Got my period again.
Aww.
I know.
Boom.
I know. God damn it. It's okay. And it's. That nothing. I don't know. I'm just still eating healthy.
You're really good because I had a meatball sub I wanted to share with you today and you did not even take it.
No. I've really changed my eating habits.
You have.
Since the beginning of January, I started Whole30, and we'll talk about this in another episode because my food journey and health journey has been insane. But yeah, I think I'm just focused on that.
Yeah.
JJ and I are both really focused on working towards food freedom. So again, I'll talk about that in another podcast. But really,
what does food freedom mean?
Meaning that you're not afraid of food. So, like, you know me, some parts of my life, I'll be like, no, I can't have that because it's got too much sugar. Or like,
I can't
have it, you know. So food freedom is just like being able to eat what you want, but making the right decisions and making the smart decisions and not always indulging and knowing why you're doing it and not making sure it doesn't trigger something else. It's a whole thing, sis. And I'm good. Like, I'm
good.
What day is today? The 20th. I mean, it's almost like over 40 days that I've been.
That's really good, Tons. Congrats.
Whole 30-ing.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we'll talk about that another time. But so, yeah, that's what I'm into right now. I'm just focusing on that and work, and that's it. I don't have
anything. Just living.
Yeah, it's pretty boring. My household right now. Like, it is. Like, we're just like, we're in bed by 8 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, like, you gotta wake up super early for the morning show.
Yeah, I like getting my rest. So, we got a lot of feedback, though, about the boys on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And that they want them back on the show.
Okay,
so
we'll have
to get him back for something fun. Yeah. Yeah.
JJ had me cracking up.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way.
My sweet man.
Yes, your husband is so funny.
I know. I love
so
him.
So hilarious.
I love him. He was, he was so nervous about that episode, too. He's going to be so mad that I'm talking about it right now. But he was so nervous because he was like, great. He was like, you do this for a living, so of course you're going to be good. Dorothy does this for a living, so of course she's going to be good. Steven's a comedian, so of course he's going to be good. He was like, I'm just going to be there. I'm like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. But his story about your first kiss was the best.
Oh,
if you guys
God.
Missed it, go back. It's episode titled The Real Husbands in radio. So listen to that one. That one's great. And that's where you guys can subscribe and listen to all of ours.
Please do.
Through iTunes, radio.com app. We are there. Just search Real Wives in Radio.
Yep. And of course, favorite it so you can favorite us and see subscribe so you can know when new episodes are out.
Yep.
And tell your friends. Keep telling your friends.
Yeah, keep sharing
telling,
it.
Yeah, keep. And you know what? Tell the guys to listen too because they could, you know, they could
learn.
Right?
Exactly.
Thank you. They can learn some things about their women or, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least I think so, right?
Yeah. Get a little female perspective in their
exactly.
lives.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, that's where you can subscribe to us. You can find us on social media at Real Wives in Radio. I'm at Dorothy on Air.
And I'm Tanya Gonzalez. Like, what is my handle?
Yeah.
And thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Bye. Talk to you next week.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.